it's people between the ages of 55 and 79, and this is an expansion because before it was only 75, but now it's been expanded to 79. So people between the ages of 55 and 79 who have a history of at least 30 pack years of smoking. A pack year is the equivalent of a pack a day a year, or it could be a half a pack a day for 60 years or two packs a day for 15 years, whatever adds up to at least 30. If they have quit smoking, they must have quit within the last 15 years. After 15 years of smoking cessation, the benefit is not as great. So they are not currently in the approved group. Because there are some downsides to screening, which are finding abnormalities that are not going to turn out to be cancer, which can result occasionally, although very rarely actually, in biopsy of something that's benign or tests that aren't really needed or unnecessary anxiety. So there are some negatives to being screened and some radiation exposure. So the benefits are maximized for the group of smokers and ex-smokers between 55 and 79 with at least a 30-pack year history who've, if they have quit within the last 15 years. This is hundreds of thousands of people across the United States.